Welcome to the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM radio. It is a beautiful, sunny first day of July today. And in honor of this holiday weekend coming up, we have a guest starting off the show today. We're here with Lisa Peterson, who is a spokesperson for the American Kennel Club. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Julie.
Thanks for calling in and being on the show.
Sure, no problem.
And you are calling in from New York?
That's correct. AKC's headquarters is here in New York City.
Great. So you said, and I've heard elsewhere too, that around the 4th of July is a very busy time for shelters and rescue groups. You know, because of the dogs just getting freaked out from fireworks, and that's been your experience as well. You have a rescue organization?
Yeah, we have the AKC Companion Animal Recovery. It's our pet recovery service. You know, if your dog is microchipped and he gets loose, say, during the 4th of July, shelter workers can scan them and find out who the owner of the dog is. And our experience has been that the 4th of July weekend is one of our busiest times of the year because of the, you know, fireworks and the noise and the reasons that dogs can certainly be freaked out or scared and separated from their owners.
Mm-hmm. And how do dogs get separated from their owners at, you know, I know that the presence of the fireworks, but how does that actually happen?
Well, a couple of ways. You know, you may want to walk down to the local park to watch the fireworks in your town, and you leave your dog, say, out in your fenced-in yard. You know, they may try to dig out if they're scared or try to climb over the fence or maybe unlatch a gate, for example, and can get loose. Mm-hmm. But also sometimes people bring their pets to the fireworks with them and they have them on a leash and the owners aren't expecting the dogs to react in such a, you know, quick behavior, and they may bolt or even pop out of their collar because they're frightened by the loud noise of the fireworks. So they get separated from their owners that way.
Mm-hmm. So a good, definitely good rule of thumb would be don't bring your dog to the fireworks. Fireworks and dogs typically don't mix.
That's correct. They don't mix. You know, it's a great idea to just leave the dog at home. And if you know that they will be able to hear the fireworks from inside the house, you know, pick a room that's kind of, you know, either in the basement or inside the house where they won't be able to hear as much. And you can also play some, like, soothing music or leave the television on for them so that it sort of will muffle the noise of the explosions of the fireworks outside.
Yeah. I read that it's good, too, like, if they're crate trained, to put them in a crate and put a blanket over it and have lots of sort of background noise going on to help drown out the sound of the festivities.
Right, absolutely. Crates are great. If your dog is crate trained, it's a very safe haven for them. It feels like a den, so they can be calm and relaxed in there.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, open windows with screens on them. Dogs can bust through those as well. And I think something to really stress about this is that when dogs get really freaked out by something like that, they don't act like they normally do. So don't assume that your dog will be fine, because if you're wrong, it's definitely not worth finding out.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, you bring up a good point about if they are scared or are they in shock or whatever, they may get disoriented and run and panic. And then when they stop and calm down, they may not realize where they are and they may not realize how to get back home to you. So, yeah, that is a good point that you brought up.
And even, I mean, if dogs are in a blind panic kind of state, sometimes they won't even come to their owners. If you know, the people are actually out and find the dog. I know that there's been rescue organizations out here that, you know, the dogs, you know, are like 5 feet away from you and they won't come to you, kind of depending on temperament of the dog. But they get so, it really is like blind panic and they don't even recognize their own owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they can certainly get, you know, really worked up and their nervous system sort of kicks in and their instincts and they don't have that trust issue with their owner at the moment. You know, they need to calm down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that does happen when pets do, you know, run away from you sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And something that I read online where, you know, shelters do experience a surge of stray pets, and that these, just to specify, a lot of the dogs that people see sort of wandering around aren't stray, but they're actually lost. So treating a dog that you find as actually lost with a home as opposed to stray without a home, and that there probably are people out there looking for the dog.
Right. You know, it's if obviously the dog has a collar tag on and there's a phone number, you know, you can, you know, call the owner, hopefully, you know, before you may have to bring it to an animal control place. But if the dog has no collar and the only way to find the owner might be through scanning it for a microchip, you know, you may have to, if you can catch the dog, bring it to a shelter to help bring it back to its owner.
Mm-hmm. And one thing, too, is that people often, you know, this might be their first 4th of July with a dog that they adopted within the past year, and maybe they don't know how the dog is going to react to that kind of stimulation. So definitely a good idea, I think, ideally, to just be home with the dog so that the dog isn't going to, even within the confines of the house, you know, do something that's potentially dangerous or cause damage to itself.
Right. With a dog that you adopt from a shelter that may not have a history, you may not know what's in the dog's background, you know, he may have a fear of loud noises, or maybe you know that your dog has a fear of thunder, and certainly fireworks would be like the ultimate thunderstorm and mm-hmm. be very frightening to the dog. So, you know, it is a good idea to, if you can, you know, stay home with your pet, just sort of continue in your normal routine so that the dog doesn't think that something weird or scary is going to be happening. You know, just hang out with your pet, you know, kind of maybe, you know, brush him or pet him or, you know, watch TV with him. Just, you know, kind of carry on routine. Don't show that you're worried or scared that something's going to go on, and it will certainly give the dog confidence to relax.
Right. Have you found that there are some products, you know, there's lots of products that are sort of calming or marketed as calming to the pets, like herbal remedies or something like that. Is there something that you recommend that has worked well?
You know, there's a couple of things that I've used on my own pets that seem to work. Melatonin is certainly one of them to calm a dog down, and that's, you know, an herbal remedy that you can ask your vet about the dosage for. And that would be given, you know, maybe a day or two before the 4th of July, so like tomorrow, to, you know, help calm them down ahead of time, just, you know, kind of keep them at ease. Mm-hmm. Another remedy that I've heard from people with dogs with thunder phobias has been using peppermint oil, and just a tiny little drop on the pad of the dog on each of their pads seems to also have a very calming effect prior to thunderstorms. So that might be something else that dog owners might want to try.
Oh, I hadn't heard of that. So is that directly on the paw pad or like in between?
Yes.
The in between?
Just a tiny little drop on the big pad, just kind of rub it in there. It just kind of gives them a calming effect. You know, I don't really know why it works, but I've seen it work with dogs. You know, my friends have tried it, other experts have tried it, and it does seem to help.
Hmm. That's good to know. And there's and you know, an important thing with that as well is if you are going to use a product for your dogs for fireworks, especially with something like fireworks, you know, before they're going to start, like you said, to start tomorrow and not wait until the dog is actually in a state of panic, because then a lot of times if they're kind of already elevated, those types of things won't really be affected.
Right. And you know, when the dog is starting to get nervous and anxious, it does kind of build. I've noticed with dogs that, you know, you can give them a treat and say they always like to eat, but if they get really nervous, all of a sudden they'll stop eating. So, you know, they won't take that treat, or they'll you know, get into the panic mode, and that's something you want to avoid. So, again, by keeping a calm routine and maybe, you know, a day or two out if you're going to use a melatonin or work with your vet, there's also a prescription drug as well, I think, Clomacom, it's called, that, you know, for severe cases, working with your vet might help to do it ahead of time. And then just really, you know, keep life as normal as possible. You know, maybe exercise your dog, you know, before the fireworks, so he's expended some energy and he'll, you know, feel relaxed at the home when the fireworks start to go off.
Mm-hmm. And you have dogs.
Yes, I do.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have Norwegian Elkhounds. Mm-hmm. They are used to track moose in Norway, and they are, you know, a Nordic breed, very rugged, very independent thinking, can also be very stubborn dogs, but extremely loyal to their masters. And I absolutely love mine. I've had them for 25 years now.
Mm. And do they care much about fireworks?
You know, know, it's an individual dog thing. I have some of my dogs don't care at all about it. Others are very sensitive to loud noises. So even within a breed, it can be an individual thing.
Yeah, for sure. And are they in the working group?
The Norwegian Elkhound is in the hound group.
It's in the hound, okay.
Yeah, they scent track their prey, the moose. They don't actually take the moose down. They just help out the farmers who hunt moose for their food. But, they look like a Siberian Husky or an Akita or a Malamute. There's that Nordic Spitz-type breed, but they're classified in the AKC hound group.
Great. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show. This is really important information for people, and I really appreciate your time.
Sure, absolutely. Anytime, Julie.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye. All right, that was Lisa Peterson, spokesperson for the American Kennel Club, talking about some 4th of July safety tips. I do have some more information for you guys locally, some resources that are being put on this weekend, Sunday, and also Monday and Tuesday of next week. If you do know somebody, or if your dog does get away from you, dog or cat, there's going to be some resources set up for you. So I'm going to tell you about that after we go to a break. We will be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Get your dog to smile with treats good enough for people, but specially made for dogs. Introducing Bitolove, the treat that's made in the U.S. with USDA-inspected meat, without any artificial flavors, colors, or byproducts. It's guaranteed to make them smile. So the next time your four-legged family member comes walking through the doggy door after a hard day of chasing birds and digging holes, put a big smile on their face with some slow, roasted, mouth-watering Bitolove dog treats. And don't forget to stop by Bitolove.com to learn more about our variety of flavors.
The Barking Lounge is Seattle's premier dog daycare and overnight boarding facility. With 24-hour supervision dedicated to the health and well-being of your pooch, it's no wonder why the Barking Lounge was voted best doggy daycare in Western Washington. New customers can mention this ad and receive a free temperament test and day of play care, a $44 value. Offer available for a limited time, valid for new customers only, and has no cash value.
Commune with the Pop Oracle on the Radio 8 Ball Show. I'm Andras Jones, the host of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers, like picking musical tarot cards. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Don't miss the Radio 8 Ball Show, now at its new time, Wednesdays at noon, here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Are you suffering from neck pain, back pain, headaches, numbness, and tingling? At Favreau Chiropractic, you have the opportunity to experience healthcare's leading form of spinal rehabilitation that has been proven to relieve pain and permanently realign your spine. Located in Seattle's Madison Valley neighborhood, Favreau Chiropractic offers a comprehensive service that goes far beyond cracking your back. Visit www.favchiro.com or call 206-726-9595. That's FAVCHIRO.com. A different approach to chiropractic.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we were just talking about 4th of July safety tips 4th of July, around this holiday, is one of the busiest times of year for shelters. So it's really important to be aware that your dog has a higher risk of, probably cats too, of getting separated from you and getting into a panic and taking off. So we just had some great tips from Lisa Peterson, AKC spokesperson. And locally, there's an organization, and I've talked about them on the show before, one of my favorite local organizations called Missing Pet Partnership. And what they do is they use scent tracking dogs to find lost pets, dogs and cats, as well as other species as well. And so they've actually, they take dogs, and it's not even necessarily like a hound dog. They actually take shelter dogs, like rescue dogs, mixed breeds. Any type of breed has the potential to be a good tracking dog. And they also have a lot of resources for people that are available through their website, which is missingpetpartnership.org. If you do lose a pet, as to the best ways to find the pet, because there are a lot of ways that we stand in our own way when it comes to recovering a lost pet. And one of the things that I really like about this organization is that, well, the founder, Kat Albrecht, is a former police officer and bloodhound handler. And there's a lot of information about understanding the behavior of the animal that's lost, which comes from her training in using her dogs in her past to find either missing persons or criminals, and understanding the different behavior and what, you know, how they might behave, how far they might go, where they might go. All of those types of things are important. So I know on her website, they distinguish between how a cat might behave if the cat is an indoor cat and gets out versus a cat that is an outdoor cat that is just missing, because the reasons why they're not home are usually different. And then reasons why dogs leave, usually there's a opportunistic journey or wanderlust or blind panic. And in the case of fireworks, typically they're dealing with blind panic, which is where the dog is in the flight instinct as fight or flight. So that kicks in and the dogs just run. And sometimes they won't even recognize their own owners, depending on the temperament of the dog, breeding and stuff like that. If they get really, 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 really freaked out, I've actually heard of cases and seen cases where the owners actually found the dog and they couldn't get the dog to come to them. And so just understanding the behavior, that's missingpetpartnership.org. You can check them out online. They are local. And this weekend, Sunday, July 5th, and Monday and Tuesday, the 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Missing Pet Partnership is going to have a lost pet recovery booth set up at the Seattle Animal Shelter, which is on 2061 15th Avenue West in Seattle. It's just north of downtown, right along the water. Elliott turns into 15th. That's at the Seattle Animal Shelter, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the 5th through the 7th. And at the Lost Pet Recovery booth, they're going to be offering free posters for people to take who have lost a pet. And they have really great tips as far as that. You know, don't put up a 8.5 by 11 white piece of paper with a dark photo of your animal, because somebody driving by isn't going to get any information from that, except maybe they'll see lost dog reward or lost cat reward. So using a big poster that's like fluorescent and coloring, it's really about marketing. So you're sort of marketing for your pet who is lost. So going to big, busy intersections in the area, having 5 words that somebody can read in 5 seconds, going 55 miles an hour. That's something that Missing Pet Partnership has, 5 + 5 + 55. That's what that's from. And I actually saw recently some posters up in Seattle on Capitol Hill of a Looks like a red Australian Shepherd who was missing, and it was in that they were using posters like that that were just these huge fluorescent yellow posters, lost red Aussie, black collar, something like that, and they were everywhere and they were very prominent. So that's what you want to do, as opposed to just a 8.5 by 11 piece of white paper. And so they're going to be handing out some posters that are pre-painted for people. They're also going to be window chalking people's cars. So, that's another way to market for your lost pet, is to just write it on your car. Lost Dalmatian, red collar, and then maybe your phone number to call or something like that. So they're going to be offering that for people. Free advice, free support, and they will also be accepting donations. So it's a really great cause. And they also need volunteers. So if you want to just show up and help out, help them paint posters or, just help support that booth. They're going to be there all day, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's at the Seattle Animal Shelter. And also, too, Zeke, the bloodhound that is being trained to track lost dogs, which takes a lot more time than teaching a dog how to track lost cats, just had emergency surgery about a week and a half ago, and they are asking for support from the community to help cover that vet bill. Zeke is a very important resource for the community because he is the guy who's going to go out and track lost pets, our dogs specifically. So he's got a lot of training in him. He's doing fine, but it's definitely put a burden on their bank account. So donations for Zeke as well would be greatly appreciated, and you can get in touch with them at missingpetpartnership.org. Hi, Eric.
Hey, happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day.
Good afternoon.
We usually don't have an interview right off the bat, so that was a little bit different.
Yeah, we're kind of flip-flopping the show today.
Yeah.
But hey, why not change it up?
It's Canada Day, why not?
Keep it fresh, yeah. That's right. Anything goes on Canada.
That's right. So what is Canada Day?
Well, Canada Day, formerly known as Dominion Day, is Canada's national day, and it's a federal statutory holiday that's celebrating the anniversary of the 1st of July, 1867, where the enactment of the British North America Act, which united Canada as a single country. So it's essentially like their 4th of July, except there was no violent revolution. It was just, we'll just sign this and now we're our own country, as opposed to being part of the UK.
How very Canadian.
Yes.
Well, happy Canada Day to our northern neighbors.
I'll raise a cup of maple syrup to
and
all our
I'll
Canadian
eat some
friends.
Canadian bacon later on and celebrate.
Right on.
We've got some trivia today.
More than the Canada Day.
More than Canada
information.
Day. We've Sweet. Got some dog trivia today, and so we are opening up the lines. And I've got the first question. Now these are for wonderful prizes. So we have a number of different things to give away. If you're the first caller, you may choose what you would like. So we have a copy of the DVD Wiener Takes All.
Oh, yeah.
Which is,
had the director on the show a while back, and that sounded like a really fun movie.
Yes, it's a documentary about national wiener dog races, and it's very funny. It was in Seattle's True Independent Film Festival, I think it was a couple years ago, and it's hysterical. So, and those are not easy to get. So that is a really good prize for someone who is into dachshunds. Wiener Takes All, we've got signed copies of Lost Pet Chronicles, which is a book written by Kat Albrecht, founder of Missing Pet Partnership.
Who was also on the show, of course.
Who was also on the show.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Those are signed copies. We have a $10 gift certificate to Urban Beast, which you hear their advertisement on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have lots of treats, of course, to give away.
Wow.
So the number to call is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. The first question is, name five dog breeds that begin with the letter B, as in boy.
Hmm.
If you can name...
That's tough for me, but hopefully one of our listeners can do that.
Oh, yeah. If you can name five dog breeds that begin with the letter B, give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
I just thought of three now while you were talking.
Oh, good.
So I'm almost there.
You can't call
somebody,
him now.
Darn. I want that Wiener Dog DVD.
Yeah, I know. So five breeds that begin with the letter B is our first trivia question, and we are giving away one of many fabulous prizes. The first person to call in gets their choice of either the Wiener Takes All DVD, which is a documentary about National Wiener Dog Racing, a copy, signed copy, personally, by Kat Albrecht, who's the author of Lost Pet Chronicles. And we are also giving away a $10 gift certificate to Urban Beast, which is downtown Seattle, right across from REI.
Very cool.
So it looks like we've got a caller who is getting registered over there. So I look forward to hearing what breeds.
Breeds that start with B.
B.
And we'll bring her on in just a minute. So
I've got some other questions, too. I've got some other breed-related questions. So if you'd like to make sure you get in line, feel free to give a call, 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
And, of course, when we have open lines like this, we invite any question from our listeners as well. They don't just have to answer a trivia question. They could come on and ask you a question about training their dog or just, like, maybe what breed is right for them. Or, of course, with the 4th of July coming up, any additional safety tips or things that you might recommend for their individual case.
Yeah, we love to hear from listeners, so please call in. We have Barbara on line one.
Barbara from Bellevue, would you believe, answering the bee
yes,
breed question.
How appropriate. Hi, Barbara.
A lot of bees.
Hi there. All right, are you ready?
What you got?
A Basset Hound, a Beagle, a Bichon Frise, a Bulldog, and a Beagle.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Now, which prize are you after?
Oh. Definitely the Dachshund movie. We have one.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I was hoping it would go to a Dachshund owner.
Oh, they're fabulous.
Wonderful. Well, we will get that sent out to you and along with the Dog Talk Show sticker. And did you give them your address?
I did.
Excellent. I did. Well, thank you, Barbara from Bellevue, giving us five breeds that begin with B.
You could write a Dr. Seuss book then.
All right. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Whole lot of bees there.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And she has a dachshund, so that's wonderful. She's going to get a kick out of that. So we have...
And she had all the ones that I had, except for I didn't think of Bichon.
Yeah. So do you have any other ones, Eric?
No.
Border Terrier.
Oh, yeah.
Beauceron. Border Collie.
Beauceron. I've never heard of that breed.
It's a herding breed.
Oh, okay.
Bouvier. There's lots of them.
Bouvier.
Bouvier de Flandre. It's a French.
That sounds like a very classy dog.
Yes. Okay, so why don't we take a break, and we will be back in just a few minutes with some more trivia. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Urban Beast,
Fresh, modern, fun. Seattle's destination for all your pet needs. Located in the South Lake Union neighborhood at 217 Yale Avenue North, directly across from the REI flagship store. Urban Beasts features unique accessories such as toys, beds, collars, leashes, and more. They have a great assortment of healthy food and yummy treats for the pets you love. Open 7 days a week and offering free parking in the Alley 24 garage. Come see what the Beast is all about.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are doing some dog breed trivia today. We just had Barbara from Bellevue call in and won a coveted copy of Wiener Takes All, the DVD about national wiener dog racing.
And we said, hot dog, we've got a wiener.
Oh, man. So we still have some great prizes to give away, so give us a call. The next question is, of these five hounds, which two are sight hounds as opposed to scent hounds?
Hmm.
So I'll elaborate on that a little bit more.
They've got particularly good vision, I'm guessing?
Well, yes, yeah, so their prey drive is more guided by their vision as opposed to, you know, finding by scent. So...
Mm-hmm.
Like as we've been talking about missing pet partnership and they use scent tracking dogs, those dogs are finding their subject using their sense of smell. A sight hound would be a dog that can, what is called coursing, course an animal like a rabbit, usually very small, fast moving animals, and they actually track them using their sight as opposed to their scent.
Hmm.
So, which of these five hounds, which two are sight hounds? Bloodhound, Whippet, Basset Hound, Greyhound, Coonhound.
No Lasik Hound, then.
No what?
No Lasik Hound.
Lasik, no.
Oh, okay. What were those choices again?
Okay. Of these five hounds, which two are sight hounds as opposed to scent hounds?
Mm-hmm.
Bloodhound, Coonhound,
okay.
Whippet.
Whippet, good.
Basset Hound, Greyhound.
I don't know. Hopefully we've got a listener with the answer for
mm-hmm.
that.
Of these five hounds, which two are sight hounds? Bloodhound, Coonhound, Basset Hound, Whippet. Greyhound.
I feel like we should have that Jeopardy music queued up for this.
Yeah, that would be good.
I'll see
that
what I can
good
find.
To have. All right. Well, we've got Carrie in Seattle going to answer this question. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. So I'm actually guessing.
Okay.
Whippet and Greyhound.
Ding, 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 ding.
Only you gave it away because you said fast
moving. I gotta give some clues out there. That very good guess. That was correct.
Thank you.
So did we get your address over there?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll send you back and get your address. So we're going to put you on hold.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Thanks for calling in.
Great.
Sorry, I think I got Carrie off there accidentally while she was saying thank you.
So we've got another, we've got plenty more questions. So feel free to get in line. We've got lots of calls coming in. I've got plenty more breed questions where those came from. So give us a call, 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
Well, while we had our big winner there, why don't we ask the next question?
Okay. How long have dogs been living with people? Under 4,000 years, between 4 and 10,000 years, or over 10,000 years? So we're going to take Rick on line 3 in Seattle. Hi, Rick.
Yes, this is Greg.
Greg.
Yes.
So the next question is, how long have dogs been living with people? Did you hear him?
Yes. I would say C, over 10,000 years.
Correct. You are right. Actually, the answer is anywhere between 14,000 and over 100,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they've been with us for a long time. So good job. Did we get your address?
All right. Not yet.
Okay, well, we're going to...
Oh, wait a minute.
We're gonna send you back to Darcy, and we're gonna get your mailing address and send you a prize.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Rick.
All right.
Very good.
We got some smart listeners.
Yes, we do.
Some very dog savvy listeners.
Very dog savvy. All right.
They're trivia hounds, apparently. I am required to be here all week. Please try the steak and tip your waiters.
Sight hound, scent hound, and trivia hound. All right. I've got a question from the movie Best in Show. So I'm going to give two questions, and people...
This is your favorite movie.
This is my favorite movie.
Because you've referenced it several times on the show.
I'm kind of obsessed with it. And I assume that everybody has it memorized like I do, because everybody's seen it probably 30 times like I have, but it's not the case.
Those numbers are accurate.
It's not the case. So here's another question. So give us a call, 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Question from the movie Best in Show. Which of these breeds was not one of the main characters? Weimaraner, Lhasa Apso, Shih Tzu. In the movie Best in Show, which of these breeds was not one of the main characters? Not. Weimaraner, Lhasa Apso, or Shih Tzu? And that's from the movie Best in Show. If you...
No, I've seen this movie, and I don't know the answer to this one.
Well,
so
you better watch it again.
Well, hopefully, I guess I will. Got homework to do over the 4th of July weekend.
And that's going to be, I mean, I'll probably be doing Best in Show trivia for a long time, so there's a good hint for future reference for listeners. Brush up on that movie, because there'll be lots of opportunity to win prizes. 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. If you know the answer to this question, in the movie Best in Show, which of these breeds was not one of the main characters? Weimaraner, Lhasa Apso, Shih Tzu. Now, I also have a secondary question if you are not remembering that movie. If you can name three breeds in the terrier group. So if you can name three breeds of dog that are in the terrier group, give us a call, 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We have copies of The Lost Pet Chronicles, signed copies of that book by the author Kat Albrecht. It's a great book. We have bags of treats. We have a gift certificate to Urban Beast. And so give us a call and we'll send some of those goodies your way. 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. The questions again. In the movie Best in Show, which of these breeds was not one of the main characters? Weimaraner, Lhasa Apso, or Shih Tzu?
I think we can say Shih Tzu on the air.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, it's Canada Day, so...
Right, Canada Day, anything goes.
All right, we've got Margaret in Seattle on line one. Hi, Margaret.
Hey, Julie.
So,
this is a great show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for listening.
You know, we have a new dog this year. He's a rescue, and so this will be our first 4th of July.
Keep a close eye on him.
We'll be paying close attention.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not sure on the Best in Show, but I think it's the Shih Tzu.
No.
Oh, it was a total guess.
Good one. That was from Pac-Man?
Yeah, that's the sound that Pac-Man makes when he has the wrong answer.
So that was kind of a tough question, Margaret, because the Lhasa Apso and the Shih Tzu are commonly mistaken for each other. But it was the Lhasa Apso was not in the... in the movie.
Well, I'll try next time.
But would you like a stab at the terrier question? Would you like to name three terrier breeds that are in the terrier group?
Three breeds that are in the terrier group. Well, given that I missed on the first one, I don't know. Maybe I should let somebody else have a chance here. All right, but I'll take it. I'll try it. Okay. Would that be the Boston Terrier?
No.
Is there an Irish Terrier?
There is an Irish Terrier.
Okay. Jack Russell Terrier?
Yes, Jack Russell Terrier.
Okay. But is there a Boston Terrier?
You know, the Boston Terrier is actually in the non-sporting group.
Not in the Terrier group?
No.
Okay, well, I'm 0-2, but...
That's all right, Margaret.
Thanks,
We're going to send you out some treats nonetheless, and we'll get you some Dog Talk Show stickers as well.
All right, thanks, Julie.
Thanks for calling in. All right.
Thanks for playing on the Dog
and
Talk
thanks
Show.
For playing Dog Trivia. Yeah, Boston Terrier. I thought, it's called a terrier, so you would think it would be in the terrier group. But no.
Yeah, they fool you. They trick you.
They do fool you.
Those darn terriers. They're so tricky.
Okay, so we are going to take a break, and then I've got some dogs in the news coming up, some exciting things that have happened recently. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
Is your pet suffering from allergies, cancer, arthritis, back pain, or digestive upset? The Holistic Animal Clinic treats these problems and more using holistic veterinary medicine and acupuncture to bring your pet to health. Dr. Masami Seplo's treatment supports the body's natural ability to heal itself, are non-invasive and highly effective. If your pet doesn't tolerate medication or nothing you've tried is working, visit theholisticanimalclinic.net or call 206-723-3809 to make an appointment. That's www.holisticanimalclinic.net, 206-723-3809.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk
Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we have some time still. If anybody has any questions about their dog's behavior or nutrition-related, food-related, training-related, give me a call. I would love to talk to you and answer your question. Maybe it's about leash walking, or maybe it's about your dog's anxiety, or perhaps you can't find a food that your dog agrees with. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. In the meantime, we have some interesting news stories that have happened recently. The world's ugliest dog was crowned on June 26th.
Well, not an award that you normally want to win, but...
And I think he's cute, actually. But it's interesting because this year, it was typically the breed Chinese Crested pretty much rules the contest, and that's that breed that you know that you mentioned where you see.
I was saying during the break that I thought those dogs were maybe not the most attractive dogs.
Well, you know, they get these dogs that have their tongue sticking out, and they're bald, and, you know, just kind of patches of hair on their head, and their snaggle tooth, and all that kind of stuff. And they, I guess, have dominated the contest for more than 7 years. But, and this year represented more than 50% of the 2009 entries in the pedigree class were Chinese Crested Terriers.
Are people just getting these dogs just so they can enter this contest?
Yes.
Makes you wonder?
Well, you know, it's an interesting, and I was really glad to see this, that the world's ugliest dog contest, all of the dogs have to be approved by a vet.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to be naturally, healthily ugly.
Right.
It's not, you know, ugly as a source, you know, as a
it's
result
not because,
of neglect or anything like that. And I thought that was great. I'm glad that they do that. So not to worry, these dogs, these so-called ugly dogs are very well loved and very well taken care of.
So Lucky the dog can't enter this contest.
Lucky the dog.
You've never seen that poster where it's, what is it, dog with... three-legged dog missing, missing, blind in left eye,
yep.
Recently neutered, answers
the name
to
of Lucky.
Lucky,
yeah. No. So this year, Pabst, a boxer mix with a very, very pronounced underbite, was the winner. And you can see pictures of Pabst if you just Google world's ugliest dog. You'll come up with one of the top few selections there. You can get a look at Pabst's ugly mug. I think he's cute. He's got these two, you know, his two bottom canines and his bottom jaw just sticking way out. He's a boxer mix. And yes, Pabst did get the blue ribbon. He was named after the beer. He was named after the beer. Pabst, well, because he has a bitter beer face, is what the owner said. Oh. So they named him Pabst. And there he is with his blue ribbon. So it works out.
Sounds pretty good.
It was all meant to be.
Yeah. Well, we're rooting for you, Pabst.
Yeah. Well, and his owner got like $1,600, and Pabst got hooked up with a whole bunch of leashes and collars and toys, and so.
Very good.
And all the fame and that comes along with being the world's ugliest
dog. Now, that's not like a gift certificate for a plastic surgeon, is it?
No. No.
Poor Pabst.
Pabst. I guess the guy said that somebody asked him if the dog had his nose pierced from across the street, but because his teeth sticking up looked like a bull ring. But
now I got to look this up because I haven't seen the picture yet.
Yeah.
You should post a picture of Pabst on the Dog Talk Show website.
Yes, I should. I should. So check out www.dogtalkshow.com. I'll try to get that up by the end of the week. Picture of Pabst. Now, I guess a Chinese Crested did win the purebred, the pedigree class this year, so they're still in the running. They're still the breed to beat in the world's ugliest dog competition. So there you go.
Represent.
Yep. This happened a few weeks ago, but the Dogs of Valor Awards were given out, and I just wanted to share some of these stories because dogs are doing amazing things every day for us. And let's see. I think the winner this year, the Valor Dog of the Year, was Baby. And I'll read you the story about that. After their SUV plummeted 20 feet off a mountain road and wedged upside down between two trees, Baby nestled close to her owner, who was injured and trapped by the steering column. The Great Dane also crawled out of a shattered window several times to seek help. After 10 hours, Baby finally got the attention of one of the area's few residents and led her to the wreckage. That's amazing. Baby the Great Dane was the winner of the Valor Dog of the Year. And there were some runners up. Let's see. Jake, when Jake's owner, Tony, was swept away by strong currents, he called for help as he gasped for air. Although his cries were muffled to his family on the shore, the Labrador Retriever recognized the boy's distress, leapt into the river, and swam to Tony. Tony wrapped his arms around Jake's neck, who swam the boy back upstream to safety. So amazing that dogs are just doing this kind of stuff on their own. The people's hero choice was D-Boy. After an armed man burst through their home's front door and yelled for D-Boy's owner and her family to get to the ground, the pit bull entered from another room and charged towards the assailant. Before reaching him, the man shot D-Boy in the head. D-Boy continued, but the man shot him twice more. The man then fled the home. The family called 911, and D-Boy was treated at a local emergency veterinary center. I guess he still lived, which is amazing, after being shot in the head a couple times. So he was the people's hero. All five winners receive an original sterling silver dog tag. And in addition, I think D-Boy's family, it says, receives an Auric XL Silver Series upright vacuum cleaner, which was kind of funny to me. Their house was broken into with an armed man, and the dog saves their lives, and they get a vacuum cleaner.
I got to say, that prize really sucks.
Sounds like they need more than a vacuum cleaner, but...
That's right.
So that was just cool. You can check more stories, Valor Dog of the Year. If you just Google that, you'll find that. So I'm going to be at the Missing Pet Partnership Pet Recovery booth this Sunday, probably beginning part of the day. If you want to come by the Seattle Animal Shelter and say hi, we'll have some stickers there. But mostly we need to help support the Missing Pet Partnership in helping people get reunited with their lost pets after the 4th of July holiday. Remember, please do not bring your dogs to fireworks. Fireworks and dogs do not mix. Dogs can slip out of their collars, pull away from the leash, and run away. Also, not advisable to leave your dog unattended in a yard, even if it's fenced. If dogs get really freaked out, they can act in ways that you've maybe never seen before. They can jump fences that are very high. make sure that you don't have any windows that are open with screens, because they can bust through screens as well. So make sure, one of our main priorities this weekend, in addition to celebrating 4th of July and, of course, Canada Day, which is today, is keeping our pets safe. So stay home with them or make sure that they are in a safe place, and turn the TV on, put some music on to help drown out the sound of the fireworks, because they're going to be everywhere this weekend. Next week, we have Robert Rohde, author of Dogged Pursuit, talking about his adventures with his Sheltie Dusty traveling in agility competition. It's a great book. We'll be giving away copies of that book next week, so be sure to tune in, and he'll be available for questions as well. So enjoy the weekend.
And congratulations to our winners today.
Congratulations.
Thanks for playing Dog Trivia.
Yeah, that was great. So thanks for listening, and we will be here same time, same place next week, the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Views expressed on the